Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and it's time again for another segment of At the Movies with Mel, with Melanie Cutting and her movie reviews. So welcome, Melanie.
Good afternoon, and thank you. If you hear a little snuffling in the background, it's because my dog is with me.
That's right, Hannah's here.
she's having an outing, because I was away much of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So, your question is, did you see a movie this week? And the answer is, yes, I did.
Good.
I saw one last night.
Mm-hmm.
With my husband,
mm-hmm.
which surprised me a little bit because I said, oh, I'm not so sure you're going to like or you're going to want to see this movie because it's called Ocean's 8.
Okay.
And it's the all-female cast of an Ocean's movie from Ocean's 11. I think there was Ocean's 12, Ocean's 13, featuring the likes of George Clooney and Brad Pitt and Matt Damon and a heavy-duty guy cast, mm-hmm. and they were all quite successful. I think in particular Ocean's 11, which was the original. But this movie is all women, and it's sort of led by Sandra Bullock, who plays Debbie Ocean, who is Danny Ocean's sister, and Danny Ocean was the George Clooney character. And involved with Sandra Bullock, who has just emerged from prison. In fact, the movie opens with her in front of the parole board.
Okay.
giving them kind of a story about her new life and what she hopes to do. And it's going to be the simple life and the honest life. And, of course, that doesn't happen.
Of course not.
Yeah. First thing she does is go to Bergdorf Goodman in New York and basically shoplift.
So, mm-hmm.
and then it kind of goes in that same direction for the rest of the movie. And along with Sandra Bullock are her person who apparently is her best friend, played by Kate Blanchett. And later in the movie, we meet the other members of Ocean's 8, one of whom is Mindy Kaling, who's a known quantity from television, and Rihanna, the singer.
Okay.
And an Asian, young Asian woman who apparently is a comic. And I'll think of her name when I have a moment to think about it. And Helena Bonham Carter, who's a British actress, who has great range. I thought when she first came into the movies, I thought, oh, she's going to be the ingenue and... Mm-hmm. And she's gone so far beyond that. She does wonderful characters. And in this one, she plays the designer who is the linchpin in the heist.
Mm-hmm.
As Debbie Ocean describes it. And the person who was probably the funniest one in the film is Anne Hathaway. There are a bunch of Oscar winners in this movie,
mm-hmm.
and she's one of them. She won her Oscar for Les Miserables.
Okay,
but she's been in hundreds of other movies, and mm-hmm. she seems to be just kind of a nice person, and she's quite fun. But in this film, she's not a member of the gang, but in fact is someone that Ocean's 8, the women use to accomplish their ends, which is to score a huge amount of money on a jewel heist from the Metropolitan Opera's biggest event of the season, which is a very lavish ball dinner. And she, Anne Hathaway, is a celebrity, and she's totally vacuous. And you think, this woman does not have a brain in her head, and she's the one whom they, in a very con artist kind of way, convince to wear the jewels. This is a necklace which has been locked away in a vault for 50 years.
Okay.
And it's worth $150 million. So it's absolutely worth stealing. But first they have to get it out of the vault, so they have to find a con to get it out of the vault and then find someone to to wear the jewels to this ball where they're planning to lift the necklace. Mm-hmm. And this is not an inconspicuous necklace. It's apparently 6 pounds of diamonds.
Oh, wow.
And anyway, Anne Hathaway carries it off very nicely. She has this kind of swan-like neck, and she's apparently clueless about what's going on. She emerges at one point from being sick in the bathroom at the ball, and the necklace is gone, like 6 pounds of diamonds gone. So a big chunk of the movie is spent figuring out how to do this. Of course, it's all part of this very elaborate con, which Debbie Ocean spent 5 years working on in prison, mm-hmm. and feels that she has it down absolutely perfectly. And she's almost right, but I won't go into that. So the upshot of the movie is the heist takes place. The second, I would say, third of the heist of the movie, rather, is the follow-up to the heist. And again, keep an eye on Anne Hathaway, because there is more to her than meets the eye, as you see later on. The movie's gotten okay reviews, not wonderful. There's certainly a lot of I have Rotten Tomatoes in front of me, and the tomato meter for critics is I think 68%, which is respectable, but nothing to write home mm-hmm. about. And the audience score is 52%, which really surprised me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought, typically the audience likes things a lot more than the critics do. Mm-hmm. Critics tend to like things that are, maybe a little obscure, kind of unusual.
Mm-hmm.
And the audience likes things, sort of meat and potatoes, things that they, mm-hmm. They're kind of familiar with. And apparently this didn't happen with this movie. 52% is not a wonderful score.
It's not.
And my own personal feeling about the movie was, it picked up a lot in the second half, and in the first half, I happen to like Sandra Bullock quite a bit,
mm-hmm.
Kate Blanchett. The others I wasn't so familiar with, except for Anne Hathaway. So it was just interesting to watch all this, high-priced talent
mm-hmm.
in a heist movie. And I quite enjoyed the movies that the Ocean's 11, 12, and 13 movies, because the heist aspect is always fun. It's the, how are they going to pull this off? And there's typically 8 or 9 or 10 or more people who are involved, and there's a lot of coordination. So that part is fun.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a little faster. It could have been a movie that you wouldn't feel like, let's, get to the point here. But personally, I found it enjoyable. I would suggest that if you're going to go to the movies with your friends, it's a kind of a girls' night out movie. My husband, gamely, sat through it. But I think he partway through said to himself, this was a mistake. We should have gone to see the horror movie in the theater next door, which I'll mention in just a moment. But we didn't. We went to see this one. I liked it. He was kind of, as I say, lukewarm. Mm-hmm. And clearly the audiences around the world, or at least in North America, were also lukewarm.
Okay.
But I think it's important that women are encouraged and able to make movies that are really centered on women.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think I mentioned last time that the Ghostbusters, the all-female Ghostbusters mm-hmm. movie, also kind of tanked. Mm-hmm. And it seemed to be partly just a certain level of prejudice may not be the right word, but people want guys. They want men in their movies. Mm-hmm. And if it's all women, it seems to be, this is not quite what we were expecting or what we want. Mm-hmm. And I have a feeling this movie has suffered from that same stigma
mm-hmm.
of you're never going to be as good as George Clooney and the guys, so why bother trying? Anyway, but it's one that I would say, sure, go see it, especially if you're a woman. And even if you're not, if you liked the heist movies that came before, you probably would enjoy this one. So that's my take on Ocean's 8, excuse me. To return to the resume of what's going on locally in the movies. Once again, don't be deceived when you go on the website, click on movies and showtimes, and discover only 6 movies in front of you.
Still the glitch.
There's a problem with the website. So click on a different date and suddenly all 16 movies will appear. So in English, there's what I'm sure is a raucous but silly movie called Action Point with Johnny Knoxville. Not going to see that one. Deadpool 2 is still there in English, and that is kind of a must see if you like tongue in cheek and a lot of profanity. It's again not for kids, not for the faint of heart either. But I liked it, and it's doing very well at the box office. Another movie that's been there for at least a week, Adrift. Shailene Woodley and Sam Claflin doing pretty good, pretty well. A young couple are sailing in the ocean. I'm not sure exactly where they're sailing to and from. And they run into incredibly bad weather. And the husband is injured. And they then spend apparently 40 days at sea. With her husband injured, and anyway, it looks like a movie that would be interesting to watch. And okay, how are they going to survive? But I probably won't have time to see it. Another movie which we didn't see and maybe should have is the horror movie called Hereditary, which is getting just boffo reviews. People are loving it.
Okay.
Good cast, good story, tightly done. Apparently it's real edge of your seat kind of horror. It's a horror movie, which is not my favorite genre, but I may bite the bullet and go see this one just because it's doing so well. Further down the road, we still have Solo, about Han Solo's spin-off movie from the whole Star Wars series, which was so-so, nor near as good as some of the other Star Wars movies. And my personal favorite of the movies that are still there and in English is called RBG, and it's a movie that centers, it's kind of a documentary, basically. It centers on an incredible woman named Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who is, or until very recently, has been on the United States Supreme Court. And she is a phenomenon. And RBG is a takeoff on B.I.G., who called the Notorious B.I.G., and she's the Notorious RBG. Mm-hmm. Absolutely worth seeing. And if you can't see it at the movies because of, just don't have the time, and now the weather is getting nice, it's harder to justify sitting in a movie theater. Mm-hmm. So we have to, you know, root for some more rainy days to go to the movies and catch whatever's going on. But definitely RBG is the one to see of what's there now. Especially if you haven't yet seen Deadpool, which isn't the other one that I would recommend highly. Hereditary for horror film fans and people who just like to watch movies that are a particular genre and well done. What's coming down the pike, and this is kind of exciting for me. There is the latest edition of The Incredibles, which is the Pixar cartoon featuring a family, a mom and dad and their 3 kids, a son, a daughter, and kind of a baby. And they're all superheroes.
Oh, should be interesting.
The first one was probably my favorite, mm-hmm. or one of my favorite Pixar movies. So I'm expecting a lot from this one. And that's beginning Friday of this week, June 15th. And coincidentally, on the radio this morning when I was in the car, I heard an interview with a young woman who works at Pixar. And she has written, I think she's also directed the little short movie that precedes The Incredibles,
okay.
which is what Pixar does. Mm-hmm. They have one of their smaller short movies, and it's called Bao. I think it's BAO, which I believe is probably Chinese mm-hmm. for dumpling.
Okay, interesting.
And in the film, the dumpling in the movie comes alive. And I gather from what I heard about the movie that it's terrific and it's entertaining and funny, but also very touching mm-hmm. and seems to revolve around people's relationship with their mothers.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so here's this little dumpling that's mm-hmm. come alive. Mm-hmm. So just that concept alone just makes me exactly. interested in it. And whatever Pixar does, 99% of the time is really, really solid, excellent craftsmanship, very entertaining. So Incredibles 2, preceded by this little movie about the living dumpling. And starting this week, there's another several movies. Well, there's kind of, essentially, there is a movie a week now coming in English.
Okay.
Jurassic mm-hmm. World. The new version of Jurassic World is coming not this Friday, but next Friday. The Friday after that is the second Sicario movie. This one is called Sicario 2, Soldado. And that Sicario 1 was a good movie, mm-hmm. good adventure, intrigue, action film. So I imagine this one will be much the same. Something coming July 4th. And another movie that I must admit I'm looking forward to on July 6th is Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Okay.
Ant-Man being a Marvel superhero who is literally the size of an ant. Mm-hmm. And just that, again, the concept just tickles mm-hmm. me. And the first movie, the Ant-Man, the original, was very entertaining, fun, and but still, you know, kind of, you know, fun, mm-hmm. but not just fun, but fun and exciting.
Excellent.
So that's what I'm expecting in July. So we have Incredibles 2 this Friday, Jurassic World a week Friday, Sicario 2 the week after that. And so you can see the way the summer is shaping up, at least for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, and
lots of movies. I'm hoping again for lots of rainy days. Mm-hmm. So, or just, you know, have a couple cups of coffee and mm-hmm. go to the movies in the evening, which I tend not to do. So get yourself out to the movies. Spend $7 to go to a movie, no matter how old you are. Don't let the glitch in the website mislead you. There's always 16 movies there, so if you go on the site, you can't see 16 movies. Click on a different date and they will appear.
Sounds great.
That's it for this week.
Okay,
but there will be another movie next week.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.